Erev Shabbos, Parshas Shemos, Tavshin Samach Zayin. It's a capital Tehillim, capital Kuf Lamed Gimel. It's a very short perek, only has three psukim in the perek, but it's perhaps small in kamus, but very great in echus, in what David HaMelech is trying to give over a message here. The Shir HaMalas, Kuflam and the Gimel, Shir HaMalas, Le David, Hine Ma Toiv U Ma Noim, Sheves Achim Gam Yochad. How great is it, how beautiful is it with Sheves Achim, then when brothers are together, Gam Yochad, they are one with another, and Gam Yochad, they're also together. Rashi explains the pasuk referring to that this is a time for the future. That when it will be Sheves Achim, when Klal Yisrael will be together, who are called Achim, Vireim, will be together in the Beis HaMikdash, and Gam Yochad and Hashem will be with them also. Kishe Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beveis HaBechira Im Yisrael, Akrim Achim Vireim, V'yegam Hu Yachin Imoim. That's when the pasuk is said, Hine Matev U'manoim, Sheves Achim Gam Yochad. Next pasuk says, "Kashem anateva la roish," as the good oil spills on the head, "Yerid al azokun," goes on the beard, "Zakan Aaron," the beard of Aaron, "Sheyal pi midosav." We'll see if we'll have time to explain that pasuk as well. But if that's what the pasuk is referring to, "Hine mateva manayim shevesachem gav yochad," is a time when we'll all be together with Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis Hamikdash. So we have to see how to get to that point. And this is the parsha Shemos is the parsha to learn exactly how to get to a level of Hine Matev Manayim Sheves Achim Gam Yochad. And some of it, what could be learned and gleaned from the parsha would seem very simple to us, but we'll see how many layers we could uncover and unfold in this little episode in the parsha. We'll see the level of Hinam Ateva Manayim Sheves Achim Gam Yochad. It starts at Paragimel. Paragimel in the parsha, Moshe HaYoreyah Sein Yisrei Chois Nekain Midian. Moshe was a shepherd for his father-in-law. And we start the story of the burning bush, of the Sneh, where Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to come to him and give him this first nevuah in the Sneh. And he sees the Sneh is in flames. Asura no ve'era, he turns to see it, and he has this calling out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayikra ilov elakim mitecha sneh, Hashem calls from the sneh, vayomer Moshe Moshe, vayomer hineini. Normally that means hineini, normally that means I'm ready to do exactly as you command me. Just like vayomer Avram Avram, vayomer hineini. For the Akedah, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls twice to Avram. Only seldomly does HaKadosh Baruch Hu use a double name for when he's calling, but it's certainly a lashon of chiba, of love, and it's also a lashon of be prepared for the command that I'm about to give. So he said, "Hineini, I'm ready." Strangely enough, that's not what happened. When he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Pasuk Zayin, Paragimel Pasuk Zayin, Omer Hashem, Roi Raisi, As Oni Ami Vashem Mitzrayim, I saw the great pain and suffering that Klal Yisrael is enduring in Mitzrayim, and that Sakasim Shamati, and I heard the Tfilas Menoiksov because of all the pain. And now, Vo'eira, I'm ready to go and save them. Vo'eira Vat Lahatziloi Miyad Mitzrayim, I'm ready to go down and save them and bring them up to Eretz Teva, Eretz Chavas Chalavut Vosh, ready to bring them out to Mitzrayim. And you're the one I'm picking. Because Nina Tzakas B'nei Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu already knows and feels the pain, Kaviyachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he wants to take B'nei Yisrael out, and he's ready to take them out. And then, Pasuk Yud says, V'ata na'al l'cho, v'eshlachacho el Paray. I'm going to send you to Paray, v'hoitzi esam B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, and you're going to take B'nei Mitzrayim. So what should Moshe Rabbeinu say? Okay. Hineini. That's what he said. Hineini, I'm ready. Just tell me what to do. Tell me what to say. I'm ready. And we know the story is that's not what happened. First, he gives one excuse. Mi anoichi, who me? Nah, me Moshe Rabbeinu. Mi anoichi kelech al parei. Number one. V'chi oitzis b'nei Yisrael. You think b'nei Yisrael is takif? they have enough schusim to go out of Mitzrayim? As the Rashi explains, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him no, ki yeye imach, I'm going to be with you, you don't have to worry, who are you? I'm going to be with you. And you'll see that they are Zeche, because you'll see they're coming out of Mitzrayim, they'll go to Mount Terah, they're going to receive, they are Zeche. Takes care of that argument. No, but still, they're going to say, I'm coming in the name of Hashem. What am I going to tell them? Another excuse. Hashem says, no, don't worry about that. You'll tell them this. I'll give you a sign. He says them exactly what he has to say. You don't have to worry about a thing. I will be with you. This is what you have to say. There's no problem. This is your shlichus. Just go, do it. L'mashal. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you, this is what you have to daven, and I'll give you the formula. And then, what's the daven? I don't know how to daven. Here, this is what you have to daven. I'll tell you what to daven. Then go do it. Okay, it's simple. And Hashem says, everything will work out. Vayan Moshe, the third time. Heim lo yaminu li, they're not going to believe me. V'lo yishum b'kayli. Another excuse. And Hashem says, Mazeh b'yodecha, amak, here. Throw it down, it'll be a snake. I'll give you signs, I'll give you miracles. You could do magic in front of them. Vayomer Moshe l'Hashem bi'adoni lo yish dvara manaychi. But Hashem, didn't you forget that I don't know how to speak well because I have a speech impediment and I get another excuse. How long did this go on for?
A week.
Some say a week. Others say 7 days. Rashi tells us exactly, it was 7 days that this took place. 7 days of, so it doesn't, it wasn't like a 2 minute argument back and forth. For 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was back and forth, arguing, debating, Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Rashi tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to sort of convince him and cajole him into finally willing to go. Now why was this? This excuse, that excuse, that excuse. So there's one Rashi that tells us the answer for all of them. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for some of the things that he said, Bnei Yisrael's not, maybe not Zeicha, he was punished for that. But nonetheless, Rashi tells us what was Moshe Rabbeinu thinking the whole time. So it's a Rashi in Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud. It's going on a Pasuk later, it's going on the Pasuk Yud Gimel, which was, this was his final argument. Okay? His final attempt to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not me, I'm not the right one. It's Pasuk Gimli says, Vayomer bi'adonai shlach na bi'ad tishlach. Shlach na bi'ad tishlach. Send it in the one that you send. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us, again back in Pasuk Yud, Lamanu, we see from here, Shakol Shivas Yomim HaYakadosh Baruch Hu Mefata Es Moshe B'sne Leilech B'shlichusai. For 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mefata. He's trying to entice him and convince him to go on this mission. Rashi proves that Mitmoel Shul Shoim, that's three, and then three Gams, it's Shisha. V'hu HaYomim B'yayim HaShvi. And it was the seventh day when he said, Shlach Na B'yad Tishlach. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at him, it says, Vayich Hashem, and then he stopped. When Hashem got angry at him, he knew that was it, he can't complain anymore. Says Rashi, V'chol Zeh means all the 7 days of excuses. The excuses that, who am I? The excuses I can't speak. The excuses they won't listen to me. The excuses they won't believe me. All of the excuses for 7 days, says Rashi, is for one reason. Shalaihaya writes a little gedula al Aaron Achiv. Because he didn't want to take away Aaron's position. Who was Aaron? First of all, Shaya Godalimenu. Aaron was older than him. He was 3 years older than him. And V'Navi Haya. Aaron was the Navi. Shenem and Rashi quotes a few psukim in Shmuel. One pasuk in Shmuel. Haniglo niglesi al beis avicha b'yaisim in Mitzrayim. Didn't I reveal myself to your forefathers in Mitzrayim? Who was that? Zu Aaron. This is Aaron. Another pasuk in Yecheskel, that there was Nevuah Mitzrayim. Which who was that Nevuah said to? Va'ayse Nevuah la'arin Nemra. So when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach na biyad tishlach, Rashi says, biyad misha ata ragil l'shloyach, the one you normally send nevuah to. Who's that? Vuhu Aaron. The Medrash says it even clearer. The Medrash says, it's a Medrash Rabbah in the Parsha, and here we'll read it from the is the Rabbanan Amri. Rabbanan say, Savar Ata Shaya Ma'akim Moshe Leilech, you think Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go? He didn't want to go in this Shlichus when Hashem said, I want you to go? And you think he didn't realize the suffering of Bnei Yisrael? He knew. Before he left, when he was about 13 years old, he saw the suffering. As a matter of fact, he gave up his high position in the palace to go and be Mishtat of Bitzayr and Shay Yisrael, to share in the hardships and the burden of the oppression of Klal Yisrael. He helped them out. He gave up his life for another Jew. He had to run away because of that. He knew the plight of Klal Yisrael. And now Hashem says, I see the plight of Klal Yisrael. You think he didn't want to go? Of course he wanted to go. Ein kein, ella kimechabed la'aron. He was doing it out of honor, out of respect for Aaron. Shaya Moshe, Ein Moshe said, Ad shalo yamadati, before I came up in the world here, haya Aaron achi misnabe b'mitzrayim pei shana. Aaron was the Navi for 80 years. That means, says the Marzu and the Medrash, that means when did he start getting Nevuah? At 3 years old. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was now 80 when he was sent to Mitzrayim. And Aaron was 3 years older than him. And Miriam was either 2 or 3 years older than that. So Miriam started getting the Nevuah when she was about 5 or 6. And Aaron got Nevuah when he was 3. So for 80 years, he is the Navi. He is the Navi for Klal Yisrael. When Hashem has a message for Klal Yisrael, he does it through Aaron. And the Medrash quotes the same psukim that Arashi quotes over here. Omar Moshe. Moshe says, Achshav ekonas betchumai shalochi v'yemetzer. Now I should sort of go into the territory of my brother. I should step on his toes, take away his gishtal, take away his position. I can't do that. V'yemetzer is going to feel bad. V'shvakach lo yemavakesh leilech. That's why he didn't want to go. That's why for 7 days he's giving excuses. L'mushal. A lot of times a child, no, I can't do this. Why not? All different excuses. And then sometimes the parents, there's something underlying over here why they don't want to go to school one day. No, I can't because I'm not feeling well. I can't because, meanwhile, you find out because there was a test that they didn't study for. That's it. There's something going on. They have 7 days he's trying to give excuses to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's for one reason only, the Medrash says, which Rashi we just quoted. It's why? It's because he didn't want to take away the covered from his brother, and he didn't want to take away Aaron's position. Aaron's the Navi. Aaron's been doing a good job for the last 80 years. I should now come in.
What could he possibly have been talking about for 7 days, though? I mean, how many arguments can he
make? Yeah, so these must be the you have to develop these arguments to a much greater and deeper level. If you take it to just a step further, to thinking into what's going on over here, Reb Leib Chassman points out, Moshe Rabbeinu ran away when he was how old? Approximately 13 years old. Okay, and for many years before that, he was living in the palace. So how often did he see his brother Aaron in Mitzrayim? Probably not that often. But certainly for the last 67 years, he hasn't seen his brother. I don't assume that they emailed each other on a regular basis. He probably didn't know when his birthday was and he could send him a card. For 67 years, they haven't talked to each other, they haven't spoken, they haven't seen each other. And Hashem says, it's time to go. Now, imagine that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to you, right? Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to you. Kadosh Baruch Hu's not going to come. But you go to a great person, you go to a Navi, you go to a Chacham, and he says, listen, I'm telling you, this is what you have to do. This is your job. You could do it. You're the best man for the job. You have to go do it. Not only that, it's a position. It's to be the Navi. Hashem says everything's going to work out. At this point, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't think there would be any glitches. There would be no no flinch. No, everybody would go straight into Pari, would listen. Didn't work out exactly that way. But he's getting the Nevuah, he's taking it out. He's going to be the saving of Israel. Not because he would want to boast. He has the schus of saving Klal Yisrael. What's greater schus could it be? What greater mitzvah that L'shem Shemayim, he should worry about what Aaron's going to feel. Akash Boga told me it's obviously right. I have to worry about it. If I know it's the right thing to do, I have to worry about what the next person is going to feel. This is obviously the right thing to do it. Proud Akash Boga had his cheshbonis with Aaron. Maybe he's not cut out anymore. He's really getting a little old. Whatever it is. He has to think of Aaron Akhain, how he's going to feel. And this is how Moshe Rabbeinu went to give these excuses. He's not ready to step on Aaron's toes. My older brother, I've covered for him. His position, he was the Navi. I'm not ready to take it away. Even though we have to appreciate also what Moshe Rabbeinu, who understood Klal Yisrael's suffering. And Hashem is saying now, I see the great pain they're going through. But yet Moshe Rabbeinu delayed going for 7 days. I mean, he delayed the Shibud from ending 7 days earlier. Not the going out of Mitzrayim, that had a set time. But when Moshe Rabbeinu started the Makkos, there was no more Shibud anymore. There was no more enslavement. Then Klal Yisrael was free, and he delayed that for 7 days because he didn't want to step in Aaron's toes. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we have to look at Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen wasn't always Aaron HaKohen. He was first Aaron HaLevi. The Svarim say that when you want to look at the Shayrish of anything, you want to look at the real core, the source, the root of something or someone, you have to look the first time that they are mentioned in the Torah. When is the first time that Aaron is mentioned in the Torah? In this pasuk, when it says Vayichar Av Hashem b'Moshe, Hashem finally got angry on the seventh day when he said Shlach no biatishlok, send it with Aaron, and as finally it came out the real reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was debating Hashem for 7 days, send it with Aaron. He's always has been the one who was being a navi. Vayichar Av Hashem b'Moshe. This is Dalad Yudalad. Vayom, and he said, Haloi Aaron Achicha Halevi, Aaron who is the Levi, Yodati. Now what does this mean? Yodati. I know ki daber yidaber hu, that he surely will speak. V'gam hinei hu yoytzi l'krosecho, and he will also go out to you. V'roacho, and he will see you. V'somach b'libay, and he will rejoice in his heart. What does the pasuk mean? Ki daber yidaber, and also he will go out to you. If he's going to go out to you, obviously he's going to see you. What's v'roacho? And he will see you. V'roach, and he will see you. V'somach b'libay, and he will rejoice in his heart. So first Rashi says, V'roach of Asamu Levi. He said, Loik Hisha'ata Sover. Not like you think. She'ehi Makbid Alecha. You think he's going to be upset about this. He's upset with you, Sha'ata Oile L'gdula, that you're getting this great position and taking away his. That's not the case. He's not going to be upset. U'misham Zocha Aaron La'adi HaChoshen. There he was Zecha to this ornament, the Choshen HaNosin HaLalev, that's put on his heart. We'll see the Gemara in a moment. Who is Aaron? Hashem says, you don't know your brother. Indeed, it's been so long that you don't know who Aaron has become. Aaron has become, in this case, Aaron now is a Levi, but after this time he becomes a Kohen, he switches roles with Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, I know ki daber yadaber, and he knows ki daber yadaber. He knows all he's going to be now is a spokesman for you. He's going to be your shamish. He's going to be your right-hand man, but not the man. He's not going to be the main Navi anymore. He's not going to be the leader anymore. You're going to be the leader. And he knows Kidaba Yadaba. But Vagam Hinu Yitzhak Rasacha, he's going to go out to you. But not only that. Sometimes a person has to give up of his position for somebody else. Okay. But you know what? He moves on in life. He moves away to a different city, maybe a different country. And he's upset. He's burning inside that guy took away my position that I held. I was whatever position you could think of. And, but he's out of sight, out of mind. I'll overcome it. No. Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen for the rest of his life is together with Moshe. V'ro'acha, he's going to see you. He's going to say day in, day out. and it's not going to bother him an iota. V'ro'achov v'samach b'libay. He's going to have simcha, even though you have essentially taken away, you have usurped his, his position, of course, with the tzivoy of Hashem here. The Gemara says, this Gemara that Rashi quotes in Shabbos says as follows. Amar amaloi, b'schar v'ro'achov v'samach b'libay. The schar that Aaron HaKohen received because he rejoiced in his heart was Zachal Chayshin Amishpat Alibay. But Rashi clues us in how Aaron was able to do this. Rashi over there in Gemara Shabbos says Zachal Chayshin Amishpat. He was zeichet to wear the breastplate Shekineger Halev, which is right by the heart. Shahaya Gadol Mimenu. Really, Aaron was older. V'kaidim L'Moshe, and before Moshe came on the scene, Nigalesa Shechina Al Aaron. Like we saw before, the Shechina came to Aaron, and Aaron received all the Nevuah in Mitzrayim. Kidichsev, Anigloi Nigleisi al Beis Avicha, Venemerloi Nevuah Shel Mitzrayim, and he was given the Nevuah, as it says in Yecheskel. The Afal Pikain, Loi Niskane Bei Bezois. Even so, he was not jealous of Moshe. He wasn't jealous, even though he, till now, was the head honcho. Till now, he was the Navi, he was the leader, he was the Gadol Hador. And now all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu is taking this all away from him. Loi niskana bebezeis, he did not have any kinah, he had no jealousy towards Moshe Rabbeinu. Leiv, says the Ben Yehiyada, is spelled Lamed Beis. In the Miloi, which means if you fill out how you say out the word Lamed and Beis, how is Lamed and Beis spelled? Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalet. So you take the Miloi, that's Mem Dalet. And Beis is Beis Yud Suf. You take the Yud Suf. What is Mem Dalet and Yud Suf? Mem? No, what does it spell? Mem?
Miriam.
Dalet, Yud, and Suf. Tuf, Mem, Yud, Dalet, Tamid. Because he had Samach Beliboy, because he was, his lave was Sameach, his lave in the Miloi is Tamid, what was he zeichet to? Here's a pasuk in Parshas Truma. V'nasati el cheshen ha-mishpat ha-sehurim ha-satumim. V'hoyu ha-lev Aaron, v'voyeh lefnei Hashem, v'nos Aaron is mishpat Yisrael ha-beliboy lefnei Hashem, Tamid. He was zeichet to cheshen mishpat, which is always Tamid, which goes before Hashem Tamid. What's the reason? Because he wasn't Niskani. The Maral says, why is a person jealous of somebody else? Because he has chesaron. If a person feels he's lacking, then he feels jealous of somebody else. If he himself feels that he's lacking something, so if I'm lacking, so somebody else has it. Or I want what somebody else has. I'm jealous of him because he has a nicer this, or he has a nicer that. He drives a nicer car, he has a nicer house, he has nicer clothing. I feel that I'm missing out. I don't have such a nice car. I don't have such a nice house. I don't have such nice clothing. I feel lacking. Aaron had no chesaron. When you say someone gives a bracha, b'lev sholem, what does b'lev sholem mean? That he's not lacking in his heart. Aaron had a lev sholem. Aaron felt, I am totally secure and comfortable and complete with what I have. What Hashem gave me, that's the true meaning of asameach bechelkoi. Aaron was not jealous. That's how Aaron was able to have this midah, because it was Sameach Belibay. His lave felt, I'm not lacking anything. What Hashem gave me 80 years of Nevuah, that's fine. Now it's going to somebody else, I have no problem with that. Aaron, they could have no problem with that, because Aaron had no chesaron in him. There's an unbelievable medrash, and we have to finish up here. This story, if you develop it deeper and deeper, it's unbelievable how deep it goes, to the extent of the Hine Matev Manoim Sheves Achim, of these two brothers, Yam Yochai, how far it goes. But in terms of how Aaron was able to deal with this, and you see Moshe's response when Hashem came to him, there's a Medrash here, the Medrash Tanchuma, in the Parsha, Eis Chavav. Pasuk in Eiv says, Yareim Kael B'Kailoi Neflois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of shouts out his voice in wonders. Screams out in wonders. How is Yareim Kael B'Kailoi Neflois? Amos Ayos HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kailoi Neflois. When did Hashem do wonders with his voice? Says the Medrash, When Hashem wanted to send Moshe Rabbeinu to redeem and save Klal Yisrael, because he already had run away from Pare. When he said to him in Midian, Leich Shuv Mitzrayim, go back to Mitzrayim, at that moment, Nechlak Hadibur Lishnei Kailos, Hashem's voice split into two, Venazu Du Partsufin, as if there were two faces here, two mouths speaking. With one word, it was split into two. At the same moment when Hashem spoke, Moshe heard, go to Mitzrayim and redeem the Jews. Go meet Moshe Rabbeinu. No one else heard a thing. But with one voice, Hashem said, Moshe, you're now the new leader. Aaron, you're now second in command. Go meet your brother Moshe, and you go to Mitzrayim. Moshe and Aaron were zeichet to understand this directly. Or maybe they didn't even know this. But the Medrash is telling us that this is what happened. But Aaron understood, if this is what's happening, if this is what I'm hearing to do, there must be, I now have to take a shift in my position. I have to have a new role in life. If we would all understand it, because Baruch Hu speaks to everyone. It's all one voice. It's all coming from the same source. Hashem says, now I want you to do this, and I want your friend to have this. And maybe this would be save us a little bit from having hard feelings against one another. Where did they meet? When Aaron came out to Moshe Rabbeinu? Lech likras Moshe Amidbara. Go out to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayivgesheyu b'har ha'lekim vayishak loy. They met where? Har ha'lekim. What else happened to Har ha'lekim later on? That was Har Sinai. The pasuk of Parshas Yisrael before Klal Yisrael was able to receive the Torah, what did they have to do? What madrega did they have to come to? Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'ar. Rashi tells us, ki ish echod b'lev echod. They had to come to a matzav of hinam ha'tayva manayim shavasachim yagachad. How were they able to do it? Because Moshe and Aaron stood at Har ha'lekim, and they, vayishak loy. Aaron kissed Moshe. Sforna says, as if he's kissing a Sefer Torah. This is the new leader. I give him a kiss as if he's it, with no hard feelings. Moshe didn't kiss Aaron, even though he knows Aaron was okay with the whole thing. It's all right. No hard feelings. He doesn't feel bad. The Ramban says he had great covet for his older brother. He didn't want to kiss him. It wasn't appropriate for him to give him a kiss. So only by Yishak Loi, he kissed him. Aaron kissed Moshe Rabbeinu. At Har ha'lekim, that's when they met each other after 67 years. Both of them only concerned of the other. Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned he shouldn't make Aaron feel bad. Aaron is only concerned that Moshe Rabbeinu should have the greatest covenant now because he's the new leader without any jealousy at all. At this place, Har ha'lekim, later on, we were able to have Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Har. And we'll end with the Medrash here. Medrash Tanchuma says, Klal Yisrael says to Hashem, Mi yitencha ka'ach li. Mi yitencha ka'ach li. Who will give me, and who will be like a certain brother, or like certain brothers? At Moitzi you find that kol ha'achim seinim zelozei. You find in history, brothers hate one another. There's always rivalry. There's always competition between one brother and the next. Kayin seinil lehevel. Yishmael seinil Yitzchak. Esav Sainei Liyakov, Hashvatim Sanu Liyosef, like it says, Vayisnu Oisei. But which brothers are we talking about? Klal Yisrael says to Hashem, Kemeshe V'Aaron, Shenemra Hine Matevu Manoim Sheves Achim Gam Yochad, Shoyo Oyavin, Umechavin Zeloze, Shebishosh, and Adol Moshe Samalchus. When Moshe Rabbeinu took the Melucha, he became the Melech, and Aaron took the Kohuna, Loi Sanu Zeze, Elo Yismechem Zebegdula Ze, Vizebegdula Ze. And then the Medrash goes on to quote the Medrash we already said before. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to take it, and Hashem said Aaron will be more than overjoyed knowing that you have the new position, and they were each sameach with the gedulah of the other one. Rambam says in Hilchus Matnas Anim, Perek Yud, Kol Yisrael Ka'achem Heim, all Jews are like brothers. Shenemar, how do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, Bonim Atem LaShem Aleikechem, you're all sons of Hashem. So if we're all sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes us all brothers. He's talking about in terms of giving tzedakah. How could another person not give tzedakah? How could one Jew not give tzedakah to another Jew? It's a brother. How could one brother not feel for another brother and have rachmanis on another brother? And Rambam stands from this pasuk that we're all achim. Rashi tells us, Hina mateva manayim sheves achim gam yochad. When it's sheves achim, when we are all like brothers, the brothers of which it said about them, Hina mateva manayim sheves achim gam yochad, which is Moshe and Aaron. When we're achim v'reim like those brothers, then it'll be gam yochad. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will come to us. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the Beis HaMikdash back, and that will be a time, Kishayosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beveis HaBechira. When we're Yisrael, it's Kulam Ka'achim, when we understand our brotherhood, that it's really to be like Achim V'Reim, like Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, it's even possible to come to such a level, to rejoice when my fellow brother gets something good, to always be concerned that I shouldn't be infringing on my brother's territory. When we get to a matzav of that, of hinim atevu manoim, sheves achim, when we could live as brothers, as Moshe and Aaron, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised will be gam yochad. Hashem, who's the yachad, who's the echad, will come and live with us as well. Hagun Shabbos.